Jesus, much children of God.
We've
come back from all services we've passed through. Thank you for bearing, be around. Holy Spirit, make you something different. You once again greet your brethren. And the new one is their first time to come in this place. Or their first Sunday. Tell them we welcome you. For the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. As you would have gone to God and He welcomes you. That's why we ambassadors will come in truth. And we want all of us reach home in heaven. Time of finishing our work. Each as God measured for them. It's the main agenda we are on here. We are in our journey of heaven. The journey of salvation. The journey of those who were here before us. The journey of us living now. The journey of those coming. Till Christ will be back. Not many discover that journey. According to 1 Timothy 6:7, he said we brought nothing on this world. And we shall go back with nothing. We who didn't come, we brought something. And we should get back. Now we are in that journey. Praise Jesus much. Philippians 3:20 says, our citizen is in heaven. Await our Savior come for us.
So
now your home in heaven. And you came from there. And we came from there. Even those were there before.
Those who
strangers, they fought to get home. And Hebrews 11, the verse 8-16, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the other ones, when they discovered their sojourners on this world,
they
began to seek for the better country of heaven. Now, if you reach generation and for fulfilling the call on Uganda for all other nations.
Tell
you one thing, we head back home in heaven and we prepare you for that.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Service, you know,
we have a service meant to be here
kano.
In this time.
That is
where we study laws governing those who worship and praise God in the spirit and truth. And they are led by brethren as musicians by the Spirit of God. We want to see how God leads us in worship and praise, spirit and truth.
But
we shall bring it back.
He'll
pause for different preparations today. We want to study of this word. And it's very major.
Between
our life of the world
and
we head on home into heaven.
To
using the tithe and the offerings
and
the riches God has given us to take the poor out of our midst. Lest they still cause the scorn on God's name. That's the meeting we are going into. As you are rich in spirit and in the flesh.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Those rich in the spirit and in the flesh. This may surprise you.
We
want to use the tithes and the offerings and the riches God has given us in the world to take the poor out of our midst. Lest they steal
and they
cause a scorn on the name of the Lord. Lest we who are rich,
who
gotten rich first in the flesh, we become greedy and we fail to serve God with our possessions.
Now,
I want a study of that word. We don't want to repeat see a poor one in church. Even though we come as we are.
The
Bible calls all us come as we are. You come as you are. When you reach you be a new creation.
Come
new creation in spirit. even in the flesh, changed in the ways of our lives.
That's
why I want to tell you in this gathering of the Holy Ones, and in this meeting, you learn how we can use those.
We're
using the tithing as the offerings, even the riches God has given us, to take the poor out of our midst, lest they still cause a scorn on God's name. Or they get gripped with much sorrow for not having things enough in this life.
So
now we are to do this.
As
get rich in spirit with light of knowledge. Then we have to get rich enough using this life
and
in serving God. We will get rich in the riches of knowledge of God. In the spirit, we get both riches. The light of the full knowledge of God.
It
gives us much power from Him.
Said,
as
you've
heard the scripture the brethren have spoken of, that be rich even in the flesh. Prosper.
Then
you can also be well off in the flesh. It's not good to say that Christ made me rich in spirit but left me poor in the flesh.
But
he's the one who spoke 100 in heaven and 100 on earth.
But
our responsibility as church or as ministers,
and
we show you the much riches of heaven which reach to eternal life, and we show you riches of the world, how you'll get them, that you can use them well in serving of God, in life and in serving God, and in moving to understanding Him. When we shall give you light of riches of knowledge, don't get in the flesh as you'll be need. You may get where there's nothing to buy with, and you sell all truth there to Satan. And you power the riches of knowledge. Wanted us to handle it while early in the beginning of this ministry.
And
we grow in that mindset. And we know it. As you help your brother, get riches of light of knowledge of God. And you with this ability, you with ability, help them come from poverty of the flesh. You help them always to get out.
But
that's why we've told you the way to using tithes and offerings,
together
with riches God has given us in the flesh,
to
get the poor from our midst. In Ebersburg Church, right from where it came falling from, out of came many religions. When we wanted to restore the salvation, we failed to use the tithe and the offerings to take the poor from our midst. We failed to use riches God has given us to help our brethren as we risen up. Praise Jesus much.
So
pastors, we became greedy
and
claimed the tithe and offerings to be ours. Yet we too just had a portion of it. It helped us not be poor. These riches given riches before the others, those we claim them to be ours, didn't allow them help any other.
Get
money from them, gather in our pockets. Someone
said,
now apostle, leave alone.
Now
how are you to do that? You've spoiled things. Offerings and
tithes.
And the rich, you sit them to yourself.
And
you begin to get money from them.
And
you tell them to help their brethren
spiritually.
We want to get to heaven. What I saw well of things I know there. Not as those who don't know there. I work for something I know of well. I know what can hinder me reach there how they are. Some of
them
is to be greedy on the tithe and the offerings and to use much riches God has given us to help these our brethren. According to Corinthians, we have begun. We have like 40 minutes. Praise Jesus. In the first Corinthians,
let us go to the
John
chapter 1 from verse 2.
Third John from verse 2.
Omwagalwa. Ebaluwa yokana ekyokusatu n'olunyiriri olw'okubiri.
Third John from verses 2.
Omwagalwa. Nsaba obeerenga bulungi mu bigambo byonna era obeerenga n'obulamu. Ng'omwoyo gwo bwe gubeera obulungi.
You
know Luganda lacks. Let's read English. I don't want to be troubled. Read English, you correct your Uganda versions. You correct it.
3 John verse 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as you even as your soul prospers.
Yes,
praise Jesus. He said, beloved, I wish in the flesh that you may prosper. Prosper with riches enough and be in good health. Just as riches, spirit, you're getting rich and you're overcoming.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man.
We
want to put the things on the scales. Lord Jesus, while on the world, he told us, in 100 in heaven, in 100 on earth,
told
us, as we preach much riches of knowledge
of it, the
good things in heaven, how they are,
those behead
and after here, even on the world, we balance you, and you can be having. Don't be just poor. Who can still cause a scorn on God's name? Get rich, use wrongly the riches.
It
spoke, who is God? To learn balance all these ones. Some of what beat down church. I think you've had those who have testified. God proved this message was men who come out this very day.
You know,
I hear him say, this day you speak this out. And I wait him direct its course.
I
think he was in those in testimonies and gave it. In the church we abandoned our jobs. Others have told you of rich, you have gotten eternal life. Poverty of the flesh struck us.
And
wish to abandon the truth.
So
that's why we want to put all things on the scales. As we get riches
of the light
of the full knowledge of God and His glory, the riches of the entire heavens, even the riches of the world, them to God give us to be well off.
But
first put this bank of the church of the tithings and the offerings, and in there is those he has first made richer in those riches of the flesh, and they use them well to take the poor out of the midst of born again brethren.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. I prove greed had gotten much on us, mostly the leaders of church of salvation.
And
we gathered plenty monies,
got
rich alone in the flesh.
Yet
the spirit got more poor for lack of knowledge. We told you one thing, wait, pray, God make you rich.
And
we told you, keep praying and praying. Yet them had a way they are gathering.
They
failed to use the bank which was given us.
The
tithes and the offerings.
Together
with those who've gotten rich in our midst.
To
get from theirs, raise up their brethren.
Poverty
seem to be on children of God, yet their God owns
heaven and
earth. Things in heavens and earth, they are of that
God.
Scriptures say the earth and the fullness is of God. That God whom we worship.
Find
that some of most poor in the world. In the poverty of the world. And they are born again. Some
are
on the synagogues fasting. All their years they waste them there.
They
make people raise hands who wasted their years. You may be surprised.
I
was seeking God after he gives me money. He kept you money long. Your pastor stole the money. Apostle, stop speaking of pastors.
Me,
I am an apostle. They have sent me speak of them. No prophet Jeremiah was
and
say, go speak of prophets and priests who are corrupted. Now we would have refused. Praise Jesus.
Bible
says in 2 Corinthians
chapter 4
verse
6
and 7. Give you riches of light of knowledge
and
put them in these your vessels of clay.
And
God send us much power.
Once
even in the flesh we tell you how you can get money and live.
Or
you get things you need.
Don't
cause a scorn in God's name. Help ourselves as church in things we need.
For
we reach a time, we need lands, build synagogues,
we need
good televisions.
We got
homosexuals to sponsor us.
Yet
we're able to do a work in ourselves. Homosexuals, they have to shift you from the gospel.
And
help give you land, money, buy land, and to build synagogues.
What
comes no more preach the gospel of truth.
It's
time, let's get medicine of that one right now. Even the root of the tree itself of that medicine
get
away mentality of begging in Africa. You get a tree planted to yourself.
And
not only getting herbs from it to give you, but the tree healing that
I've
given it to you, that 100 in heaven and 100 on earth. Let's learn get from poverty.
Plans
to get from poverty of ignorance.
And
we have no knowledge of God, neither in the heaven. Those God's helped taken us from there.
Even
poverty of the flesh,
we want to
handle it and wrap it up immediately before it makes us throw the truth down. Let's read 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians 4:6.
Kubanga Katonda iyayogera nti omusana guli akamukizikiza. Eyayaka mu mitima gyaffe okuleeta omusana ogw'okumanya ekitiibwa kya Katonda mu maaso ga Yesu Kristo. Olunyolw'omusanvu. Naye obugagga obwo tuli nabwo mu bibya eby'ebbumba. Amaanyi amangi ennyo galyoke gavenga eri Katonda. So say ife.
Yes, you have
a praise Jesus much. According to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, the verse 6 and 7, God commanded light of knowledge of his glory before Christ, shining in darkness of the deception of Satan.
Especially
as we are a new generation, a new generation with the full knowledge, given us and is giving us,
putting
in our vessels of clay, in our mind, in our heart, and in
a
man, that much power is sent it. What can beat us
if
we pour out this treasure of knowledge? Not balance and we remain poor in the flesh. Church, as it was being beaten in the 312 at Rome, in Acts 28, sent Apostle Paul at Rome and he planted salvation in 312.
He
beat down church using money.
Emperor Constantine
sponsored church by giving it money. Ended is given to be a leader over them. Leadership, he destroyed church of salvation and he brought in place Roman Catholic Church. Money is what was fronted.
And
they began to command us what to preach. Guided by the Holy Spirit. But you had to go inquire.
Emperor.
What should we preach about? And we are not going to wait.
Truth
and this light of knowledge, the treasure given us, and they use money. Get medicine now before we move far. Even the tree,
least
everyone will be given a shoot and the medicine upon it.
We
want use the tithe and the offerings,
riches,
those who just first gotten rich
enough,
and we make ourselves rich beyond. As we are exceeding
my
knowledge of the word fields, rich
as
even in finances, they have nowhere to pass us. God began to bless us already, you know that.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. Surprised what is in the world. Born again, you shouldn't be poor, let me tell you.
You
meant to get riches
of
light of God's word,
riches,
the full knowledge of God and His glory.
In
the fresh, they have ordered you well.
But
balance one beats the other.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
as we gather straight riches,
light
of the full knowledge of God and His glory,
He
gives us this much power. Don't be poor, we can steal and we make truth twisted upside down. Pastors who first had truth initially, they were poor, they had not been balanced their life. I tell you, they had to abandon truth. Tell them if me to give you
my
riches. Speaking what you speak, that heaven, that righteousness, those who preach the kingdom of God and righteousness, and they were so poor then.
You find,
let's repent. You know, to repent, but poverty is much.
It's
not that God refused to give them riches.
But
balance things as God wanted. Praise Jesus.
He
speaks in Proverbs. And he said, Lord, don't let me be poor. And I go steal. And I make a scorn on your name. Let me pray two things to you. Let's read in Proverbs. Proverbs 30 and the verse 8.
Janga we bigambe bitaliimu n'ebyobulimba bibe wala nange.
Let's come from verse 7.
Ngeresule ya 3 n'olunyiriri olw'omusanvu.
Proverbs 30 from verse 7.
Nkusabye ebigambo bibiri. Tonyima nga sinnafa. Olw'omunana.
I request you two things, Lord. Before this body dies, do not deny me of things I want. Praise Jesus.
Now
let me tell you, the Spirit is not refuses given us as you hear, and He's not denied us in the flesh, but the mindset we had entered your heads,
that
those who must be in truth should be poor. Is it not that?
They
told us, you to preach truth, poverty is going to strike you. That was a lie. We meant to just balance.
obugagga obw'okumanya
katondaful knowledge of god
n'okulaba bwe tuyinza
okwegaggawaza
katonda bwatwongera bwatwongera
bwatwongeratuyita
mu bimu ebyekumi n'ebiweebwayo n'abo abalina obugagga abasoose okugaggazibwa mu
masekkategaa
yesu yeebazibwe kubanga ganga omubiri tegunnafa nze mulokolewo mukama
Lord,
nze mukristaayo owaddala.
It's me, your real Christian.
Gwe mugagga w'eggulu
n'ensi. You are the rich of heavens and earth.
Mazima nve mu nsi
mulonga. But I leave this world.
Ne katisoka wetunuleko
wama. You must look to yourself.
Gwachali omuvubuka okyagamba kale kaleko.
You still the youth can still say okay it at least.
Ne butunulira munonga akaddiri.
You look to your brethren they've gotten old.
Tanalabadde kukuba obulungi.
They have never seen even of being well off.
Buli kiseera abadde mukubona abona.
Every time they've been suffering.
yayingira obulokozi
entered salvation
abadde n'abasumba abalina sente
deal with pastors with money
tebaagala nakumanya
don't even want to know
oyina kujoleta n'obwosigazayo obwongereko
bring even the, what you've remained with add it on them
kubanga bateekawo ebiseera by'okwebaza
put times of thanksgiving
ebyensigo
of the seed
n'ebirala ebibbo by'embizine
and the baskets of pork
n'ebirala
bingi many others
temunyegira abasumba
don't be angered to me pastors
muulire sanyu kuba
amazima go gakawa
amazima gatero kawa
ne gawo truth sometimes bitter but it is sweeter
galinga eddagala bujjo lye tumira
medicine we swallow and take
gasoka ne gato no omiti eddagala ngali kawa
ne no wona it's bitter but you get healed
mugenda wona
you are going to get healed
kuba nanyi katonda bwatu byasoka okumponya
it took god first healed me like that
ambulire imwe bekumi nebiwa
babikozesa
era obugagga
bukozesaweebaliriches
era abagaggawala babeera
bwebaomwoyo
n'emubiri
era
nenkola bwentu kati mpulira
bulungiate
naawe owulira bulungi oluvannyuma lw'okuba nawo naagalwadde gw'emirulu kubanga mba kubanga mpise n'agalwadde
ag'okweyagaliza
okwefaako
nzikkaen
wandirabye ennaku kuba nandibadde mulwadde
nga
nkubonyaabonya singa kati mugenda kusasulira amafuta
gano
amafuta gano agakulukuta nga waliwo alina
okugasigamu
naye ebyo byonna
nawonanayea
n'amazima g'enkubuulira gano
genyinieddagala
lye namira
the medicine I swallowed
naawe kkiriza omire
you to accept swallow it
waliwo omugagga ali eyo
there is a rich man out there
agamba ndi bubi
he say you too much on me
nkwate kubwange nga gawaza
I touch mine make others rich
manyi omugagga bamugaga agenda
otunda ogabira rich man you sell your possessions give the needy
agamba
he said my god
ebyo tebisoboka
that is impossible
sigenda kugamba kutunda
I will not tell you sell all your possessions
n'olugendo olugambo ekigambo kigambye
bwe ki the word said like this
tukweso ebimwe ebikumi n'ebiweebwayo
let's use the tithe and offerings
obugagga mukama
bwatuwadde the riches god has given us
okujja abavu masikati
to take the poor from our midst
katusoka tumale yongero tuwulire
first finish proverbs we hear
ngero esule ya 30 n'olunyiriri olw'omusanvu
Proverbs 30 from verse 7
nkusabye ebigambo bibiri tonnyima nga sinnafa olw'omunaana jangawo ebigambo ebitaliimu n'ebyobulimba bibewala nange
obulimba butwala eri
ebigambo
byonna bitwala nsigaze mazima gokukaba obugagga nabwo
abwagalaayagala
obugagga tebamumma
they shouldn't deny them
ata nayambula mu mubiri
that before and
talk kuliba mujeke ebigambo byonna ebyobulimba asigaze mazima go
all lies of the words they remain with truth
ayagala obugagga buno bamuwe kale ku munsi
muno riches be given in this world
okusinga ennyo
but most of all
bamujeke obulimba bona asigaze obugagga obwa mazima
remain with treasures of knowledge
okumanya kuyo amazima
knowledge the truth
ngere sule ya 30 n'olunyiriri olw'omunaana
Proverbs 30 and the verse 8
jangawo ebigambo ebitaliimu n'ebyobulimba bibewala nange tompanga bwavu newankubadde obugagga ndiisanga emmere gye neetaaga
tompa bwavu
don't give me poverty
ate tompa bugagga bungi
and don't give me exceeding riches
bwe sitagenda kusobola
that I will not be able to handle
Proverbs 30, verse
9.
Nemo okukutanga, nenkwegaana, nenjogera nti Mukama yaani. Era nemengo okuba omwavu, nenziba. Nenjogera bubi erinnya lya Katonda wange.
Owulidde obwavu kye bukola.
You hear what poverty does?
Bw'ogagga bala n'otamanya bw'okozesa obugagga bwa mubiri.
And you don't know how you use physical riches.
Omaliriza ogamba Katonda yaani.
End up say, who is God?
Nze okumuweereza.
Me to serve him.
Ate omwavu.
And the poor.
Atuuka n'atandika obubbi.
Rich to steal.
Nga navumaganya erinnya lya
Mukama. And because scorn on God's name.
Atya.
How?
Utuuka nga yeerabira Matayo 10.
They forget Matthew 10. Verse 7 and 8.
Lugamba.
It say.
Muweredwa buwa.
Freely you're given.
Mugobe emizimu.
Past demons.
Mwenye ndwadde muweredwa buwa.
You'll sickness. Freely you're given. Freely
Kate,
give.
Ugamba muri nnya lya Yesu.
Say the name of Jesus.
Abakara okuonyesa.
Those who want to be healed.
Abewa abo bukadde abasiba.
Let there be of 1 million
life. Lya Mukama
otantso nonya. In the name of the Lord you look.
Engeri gyofuna
mu bugagga. Where you get riches.
Mukunyola ebyawandi.
In twisting scriptures.
Otandika okubba
no obubbi
sibwalwatu
nnyo. Not fist, you not open stealing.
I don't know bumaliriza obubbi.
After stealing
obw'okupalapalanya
of trying to draft ways of stealing.
Otukira dano bira dalo obubbi
obw'omulokole gwe. Physical stealing you born again.
Yebo kisingana nga toyina akukali wokunganya imubu ya 10.
You have even no tithe and offerings.
Otandika oyite yongo okunganya yo buligaliga butano
busatu. You gather 3-5 sheep. You get money from them. One born again becomes a beggar all their days.
Say
God put it in them.
All
that spoke things not right on us.
God
put upon you to take care of me. You get a rich person there.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Abooluganda,
brethren,
newankubadde waliwo abateredwa mu biro ebyobutakola. Kati ata ino muo, mri muo, mri ala eno jetuli.
Another job where we are here.
Era gulinde, bulinzo.
Kera lava.
Ngaba itaba agare emirimu.
When they call those with wanting jobs.
Bitabi genda lwa umu mulinde komuja
kula. Wait, you will see.
Aja kujani lava obu
julisi. You will come to testify.
Bana iba ampa do mri muo.
They gave me a job.
Kubanga guli ya gumu wa nebatesa.
They gave it another day, reasoned with each other.
Mukama
maze
buchanga malizo soba sifunanga kalimu wadde.
Stop studying, I've not gotten a job at all.
I've been
serving in false prophets and they got cast there.
Now,
I have many debts.
Knowledge,
I saw your life.
But
give me a job.
I paid
debts. I will go. That was their covenant with him. When he paid debts, I wanted to pay debts for him. And things failed. I wanted to put some money for this.
But
is the one to pay from a job you'll get.
When
I tried to pay, I said it's not working. And I left it.
Let
me tell you, my brother born again.
There's
nothing we've beaten like poverty.
It's
rich to change the truth. Some went to look for powers of darkness.
Demons
make money for us. And they divine it. We beat people down. Humble them, get everything they have from them. Those who robbed your land titles, your houses, your cows,
and
many possessions. Born again in Uganda and the entire world,
there
is when poverty struck them. We are in papyrus structures. And we have drums. Poverty struck a born again. Born again didn't know how to come from poverty. And there came chances of traveling abroad.
It's
where we found homosexuals. And they claim to help us.
And the
old truth we spoke before.
You know, In the 90s, there was some truth here. In the 80s, there is some gospel of truth. In the 90s, it's still there.
But
when we reach 2000, what
follows
is what you out into things of conmanship. But read Deuteronomy chapter 15, the verse 6 downwards. Deuteronomy 15, verse 6.
Kubanga Mukama Katonda wo anakuwa ngo mukisa, ngabo yakusubiza. Ero no ulanga amawanga manji, na yete we ulinga.
Feno,
we born again.
Munanga tuwa etu nukufunu omukisa omunji okuita munjiri.
Get much blessing through the gospel.
Eranga fetuwa ino kuhula amawanga
gona. And we were meant to learn all nations.
Yet we found
it's us who are borrowing.
We find
us who are begging the whites. And when it comes to an African, Africans think poverty is normal. Poverty is not so normal. Poverty is it normal? Poverty smells. Someone say, Apostle. What are we all now?
You
can't be poor without light of knowledge. You go to hell. Is it good? And if you are in physical poverty, and you are in need all your days,
you
reach the truth, they tell you, begin to question, what is that?
The
girl what kept us often fornicates. Because they don't fornicate.
Let me
get of a rich man.
Which
you abandon truth, but it's poverty causing that.
Yet may
help you when you enter salvation.
And
you prove this a child born again.
How
you see your spiritual life.
How you
progress in knowledge of God.
Even
how you will progress. But we know, if you progress your spiritual alone, you reach the flesh, poverty affects you. Even truth, you cast it aside.
And
many born again, mostly in the girls,
who
cast away salvation in craftiness,
for
rich men who are not born again. Even the boys who have sugar mummies. But it was money. Even those who went back to shrines. Those who went to false prophets. And they know well
this
is a false prophet.
At least
kiss me your riches. I'll go back repent. Someone moves to Mulago. To the pastor with the sorcerer down there. I know he's a sorcerer. But I feel he gives riches, I hear. I go, he gives it to me. After I'll go back to repent.
He puts
witchcraft and he binds you right there.
And
tells you the riches I gave you. If you leave this place, you will not retain it. And now they have hooked you. They have you.
There's
nowhere you go. And the time you speak of him home, he sees you. When you come, he says, what did you speak of me? He says, when you get riches, you do what? Yet
you
planted demons within you. They follow you everywhere you go.
They
try on a false prophet, poverty is much on you.
As
the brethren here told me, he went to a prophet, a sorcerer. And he knew he's a sorcerer.
So
let him first get riches from there. When he lived there, he will repent.
naye teyabufuna
wadde kubanga
oli yali amumanyi
but the other knew him
ng'akimanyi wabukuwera
ogenda kuoleetanabo
naye nga sigamba
but not to say
Katonda yatumma
that God refused to give us
nedda abooluganda
not my brethren
wabula
but
bwe twatuja eri Katonda
when we came to God
twalowooza ku bugagga obw'omusana ogw'okumanya
think of riches of light of knowledge
oguli mu kigambo
as which is in the word
oguleeta okumanya okujjudde okubwa Katonda
full knowledge of God
kisinga twafunanga obugagga obwo
if we got those riches
then ne buna ato bombi yandibadde abutugattako
these of the flesh would have added us
olwonga bwe tukozesana emu ebyekumi n'ebiweebwayo
the tithe and the offerings among us
n'obwo obugagga basoosa okugaggawaza
made rich to lift our brethren
nga tosobola kujja muli mbalimba wa buntu ntugwa kunsi
little things of the world
obugagga obw'omusana ogw'okumanya
riches of light of knowledge
naye bannaffe bali
but our colleagues
badda nga tugamba muyingire nnyo mu mwoyo
ebyensi bizikiriza things of the world cause distraction
yes bizikiriza
yet they cause distraction
nga bikozeseddwa bubi
and they are used wrongly
naye ate bubeera tobinneera bikuzikiriza
don't have them still you are destroyed for them
otukanga obiyetaga
you reach you are in need of them
yes you have
praise Jesus
katumaleyo wanono mchamateka
finish here in Deuteronomy
chamateko olwokubiri esula eye 15 n'olunyiriri olwomusanga
Deuteronomy 15 verse 70 verse 7
bwana abanga joli omwavu omukubagandabu munda w'olujiro na kunzigizo munsimu kama Katonda wo jakuwa Tuka kanyazanga mutima gwo soto funyanga ngalozo eri muganda wo mwavu
ulide
you heard
ngatwa ino okuyamba
and be meant to help
baganda bafe mu Kristo
our brethren in the Christ
abavu
those poor
mumubiri
nga butuli flesh as we are
yes ye bazimu
praise Jesus
ngaba tukuwa obugagga bwo kumanya tukujja mbwavu obwo butamanya
of knowledge take you from poverty of ignorance
ne tukuwa obugagga obwo kumanya
riches of knowledge
ne mbiri bwo tulina okukwatira
ko the flesh we have to handle for you
era tujja kwetaga okubalonda mba bishops
you'll need to choose bishops among you
kuva kubitundu je mubere
right from places you reside
naba manya bwo kula kuna na mumoyo
you know how you progress spiritually
umusana ogwo kumanya
in the light of knowledge
ne mubiri
even in the flesh
okushingana yobwavu nga bunyoko
find your poverty smell in your home
twagala okwebuza lwachi
want to ask why
era tutandikidewa
where are we beginning from
pozikunga gona tule message
maybe if you'll fail us
Mwanyi mlimu abatuganze njagala no bwavu bwange muveko
me I want my poverty leave me
aba bagamba naye mutume
this is apostle
ekintu kyogera ko gena tuwala munyanja batuwobugaga
take us in the ocean they give us riches
munyanja ateli yobugaga
there is no riches in the ocean it is on this world
wabula bagena munyanja baba bagenze kunona manyi gachi zikiza babukunyageko
those who go in the ocean get to get powers of darkness and get it riches from yourself
buri one
it is on the world
because
you want them not elsewhere
bazisha wa one bazwara ibond
them you take them to the bonds
amayumba bagazimbye munyanja mbo
are they built in the ocean
mbogena no naye no bako
take a house in the ocean
Ebintu betwetaga we biliwa nokatonda abitukola.
Things we need are here God made them already.
Chetwa itweta kusoko kunonyo bwa kabaka bwa katonda.
Need to seek first the kingdom of God. In the righteousness.
Bina abituongere
ku. The adds as these ones.
Ngabwa ayogera Mathayo mukaga nkaga
musa. Matthew 6:63.
Mathayo mukaga asatu musa.
Matthew 6:33.
Musoko munonyo bwa kabaka bwa katonda.
Seek the kingdom of God.
In
the righteousness.
Nebino mbibongere ku.
These I will add them to you.
Esibi yeno nya mu bugubi.
The world which they seek in toilets
muchigamba chino
in this word
tukenda gendera dala ku mirimu je mikono
je going to go right to the works of our hands
no kulaba engeri je tujiyam
to see how we invent
engeri je tujiyam
the way we plan
je tu planning amu business ngali jida
ma businesses not bucks
amagezi go ngali muno mu bible
all wisdom is in the bible
abali ne bilabo ebyo bwa cancer ku mirimu bona bali mu
cancer and jobs are on here
Ne muroko letubera mulinga tetwagala kuyambi
we don't want to help
ba malaika bo bugabirizi nabo je bali
angels of provisions are there
ninga tuba mind tusa kolagana nabo
we can't relate with them
embera tuli yao saba
question we are there I pray
usaba muri
you pray for the job
tomanyi gugavaning
don't know how to govern it
nabone kuyika
it's also powered down
no yogwe twandirowoze zo kuyamba nimube kumenebwe bwa
help tithe and offerings
asubiro teka mulinga ajemunga bwalia
you expect to just get out as he eats
ninga talaba bwikula akula naye
aya ajemu bwalia progress another he gets out to eat
kanisa yampa
the church gave me
ebyo natugenda bikwata ko ugenda kuona
handle them you will be healed
Has
been a campaign of chasing poverty of ignorancy.
Tulimo operation endala
nera nate. Another operation. Poverty which smells.
Ubwavu bw'omubiri.
Poverty of the flesh.
Masibanga nebiweta gatoso abiyetu.
What you need, you can't get them.
Chokoli mwana
katonda. You are a child of God. The one who owns heaven and earth.
Waliwo bugagga bwa katonda obuli makuba amatufu.
Riches of God in the rightful ways.
Era singa olemera balancing ebintu.
You fail to balance the things.
Bananga mazima tugakuwadde nayo genda gasu.
Give a new truth but you'll cast it aside.
Ujeso kuwanile kwa mwaka gumu.
First upon 1, 2, 3 years. 10.
Ha! Okay, bandai.
And you say now. 40.
Bananga mazima.
My God, I'm matured.
Mukama.
Lord.
Ne tulabuse kubwo moyo wa
Katonda. You have awoken by the Spirit of God.
Tugenda kubuyiganya
bwo. You're going to haunt it badly.
Bujiba mizimu ja bavu.
If the demons of poverty,
musala yotalo tegede jo
ogenda okujisibisa. You know where you cause them be bound.
Kakati mulokole.
Born again.
Jagaruga gabale musana ogwo kumanya Katonda.
In light of knowledge of God.
Ogwo kumanya kigambo cha Katonda.
Knowing the word of God.
Nobugagga buno obutwetaga mbulambuno.
Reaches within this life.
Atenga tukoisa bulunji.
And use them well.
Katumaleyo mchamateka.
Finish in Deuteronomy.
Chamateko olwokubiri esule ye 15 n'olunyiriri olw'omwenda.
Deuteronomy 15 the verse 9.
Olunyiriri wa 8.
The verse 8.
Chamateka esule ya 15 olunyiriri olw'omunana.
Deuteronomy 15 verse 8.
Naye tolemanga kwanjuluza ngaluzo gyali. So tolemanga kumuwola ebinamumalanga olw'okwetaaga kwe. Mu ekyo kyabuliddwa.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
What we are going to call same way,
is when we are to use the tithing and the offerings.
We're
going to open a bag.
And
we get from the tithings, put in the bag of those. Even those who've gotten, the rich amongst us who've first gotten rich, get the money put in that bag.
At
least we shall lend out. How many millions you want? You speak it with your brethren. We bring it back without profits and interest in this time. To agree, this one will be just given.
You
bring tithes and offerings to help the others.
Can
the church, if we did like that, these people
who
gather trailers of monies, people get angered because they say,
"Alas, you
shouldn't get angered to the sun fall on your anger." The sun shouldn't fall on your anger. Speak of light of the
world.
So get angered beyond scriptures.
Which
speak vulgar for your anger. You see pastors, they are covered. Plenty money.
They
can't even help. You men, you're so greedy. Even those women,
they shouldn't
need to be called women. They are funny women. Even calling you a man with your ways, it's not worthy your way. You are a funny man. What's your point? Are people with greed, are they still called normal humans?
You see,
that funny man is greedy. That funny woman is greedy and mean.
You can't
say this woman is greedy. There's something which is attached on you, you become that.
But
the greed join on you.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Is
there would have been a poor born again. If those men, they be a real born again. Those men are not yet born again, even those women. We pray for them to be saved.
On
the money they've gathered with the years, they've spent gathering, and they have not stopped to display mobile money lines.
On the television stations, they are passing.
They're like
Airtel, MTN, Mango.
If you
send there a message, they don't read it. You get angered of me, but you get angered. I see you like hens.
A
hen wanted to get angered of this eagle.
It's
angered over eagle. It's taken its cheek. And it quarrels. Even tomorrow the eagle will come for another to finish all of them. Now,
you
till I'll finish all people of God in your 50. People hear truth, they hear it.
If you hear this,
I'm lying. If you hear it,
that
you have to use tithes and offerings
and
riches God has given
us,
get our brethren poor from
our
midst. You hear me, I'm lying.
Okay,
let me preach lies. You saw in anointing. Those are what are lies. It's what you want.
And
you want to tell me, I preach that and I make you more poor. You woman, God
say,
give out 100,000. Stand up. Now, you want such things? The others, I preach the right ones. Every woman here, oh man, you parked a car. You need anointing to be anointed. It's 500,000 each car.
What do we mean, Zimu?
The demons are forcing.
You know,
if it's lying, they told me
about
truth and lies. I was told both.
Because
to escape lies, you must be knowing them. Moving truth, you must be knowing it. Now, know like this.
Things
of stealing, I know how they are, but I wasn't called to steal. They tell me, preach truth your way. Now, I tell you truth.
And
you say, apostle,
you
speak of our pastors, even our prophets, and our teachers. The Pope gather
in
all synagogues of Catholics and they took money to the Pope at Vatican and he sends a portion little to them back. Now they are teaching. They are teachers. They ride bicycles. In Africa, perhaps. I don't know, in the West.
<What's enough? laughs>
And motorbicycles, very old, with smoke coming out. If you go to the Protestants, the monies they pay them, those who don't minister are the ones who get most monies. These who are in the synagogues,
find a
synagogue of a Protestant. And those who fellowship in it, you may think there is special HIV which has affected them.
Yet,
not another but of poverty.
Now,
children of God born again. And they are so weak, seeds unending, and it never grows back.
You
find them, they are Jews as if they were scratched.
I
see now you are looking good. For no one robs you.
What
give tithe and offerings,
and you retain
even what you need, and you eat well, and you help those in need. They clean toilets of the
sinner.
They are mopping. The hair is all offside like that. You pity them.
The toilets
were all got to mess up.
The
one poor still. The toilets where the rich got to lose themselves.
The
born again, they are your brethren.
Are you sure you
that one is your brethren? And you are well off.
They
mop where you go, lose yourself. You go in the same heaven with them. That is not right. You pass them, you give them. You have some balance. Not 10,000. They are not worth it. A thousand where you... I don't have a thousand.
Five.
God bless. That they are your brethren born again. Even your father is one in heaven. Children of God,
you
have great. Maybe you no more have it. Born again, who mops? Mop the synagogue. Born again, the intercessor, they sit behind. The clothing's old at your home. I have a born again. They mop the synagogue. You gather torn clothing which have lost color. You saw in that born again. That your brethren, even your God is the same. After you pray a prayer, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all and all the brethren. Peace forevermore. Now grace gave you money. You didn't share it with your brethren. The love God reached you
good
things. And all brethren, you abandoned them poor. After they stand on the pulpit.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise Jesus.
Yes, Yesu.
I am blessed enough. I thank God. That since I ever came here, I am blessed than you. You have to fast. You have also to give in yourself. That you may be blessed. I am rich enough.
Because
I am
rich enough.
They have
testimony filled with pride and arrogance. And they point in their brethren. You too seek the Lord.
The Lord
will arise for you.
You
look to us because we drive our cars.
There are
those who look else. Now I change clothing.
Now,
brother, so stand up.
You
me, don't I look good your way? Why clothe the shame shirt? Anointing which helps us to help. When it comes to pastors, they get from tithe and offerings by thoughts for themselves. And they come tell you,
you have that
anointing of clothing well. Who saw in my shoe? This shoe, I bought it.
America.
You know, dollars, I bought it.
It was
a noiko clothing. Come, saw in it.
It
begin from 50,000 shillings.
Born
again, you are corrupted in your head. You are bewitched. Whatever they tell you to do, whether right or not.
Born again rushes with their clothing and they even fear themselves not confident.
There's
one who brought 5,000. They said 50,000.
No.
They said, look at this one.
That's
why you would never leave poverty. I speak of 50,000, you bring 5,000. How do you wonder that you go with them in heaven and even your father is in heaven? People of the world, those not greedy enough, they progress their brethren. Families love, help each other. Look at children of the family of God. Some are poor, others are so rich. Yet how many? Even? You are like 30,000 people, and there are like 200 who have some money. The rest, you are in crying before God. Pray the prayer of grace. They reach, they get shameful of it. They no more pray the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship. They no more pray that. And they get shamed for they cannot fulfill it. Let's read Deuteronomy.
Deuteronomy 15,
verse
9.
Now, the poor in church, them
to
have the liberty of praying to the Lord. All those you first gave, they have not given us. Them to did not their freedom for that.
You
make prayer, go and say,
oh
Lord Almighty,
pastors
built all houses, bought all cars, we are poor. You at least remember us. You had liberty, you did know it. God complained before God. Why is pastor rich alone? We get him poor. Someone say, apostle, you are so determined. Even that they speak, you wanted me to speak what? I lie to you?
You
had liberty, if you leave them poor, they are free to report you unto God. If their poverty cometh from you, not help them get out of it, and they want to work,
God gave you a blessing
through you to help them. Give them just 300,000, begin to work.
Just
1 million, you will fail to give it.
No,
pastors are thieves of these days. Get a person who has just newly gotten born again and they capture them on cameras and they claim to help new people who have come.
Their
people have been there long. They don't even want to know where they sleep and how they eat.
One
who doesn't want to work out the problem, who wants to be in poverty,
those
we shall give you will waste the money. We shall just keep giving you like that. Know their conditions. How are they? How you are old, saved how long? Are you 6 months old to reach 7 and you are in truth? That is one of them. If we have just come,
those
we call strangers, we help them as strangers. Perhaps they are born again wherever they come from.
All
they are people of the world.
If
they need help of church,
if we
can give them
their people,
perhaps by that they will be saved.
All that we study it. The web don't help a false born again.
We
help a stranger.
Kubanga stranger to
stranger, we expect them get saved.
But
a false born again is a corn person. You don't expect them to be saved. Someone's an apostle.
It's,
it tells you how they will move. Yes.
When put it a message,
anytime I hear this message, I'll go to full knowledge. They help them. They help me.
Gwe.
You are joking. Where you've been, how long you've been ministering, how you fellowship, we check you in the knowledge of God. And you find all along you con God in salvation, you know nothing. Even determination, you don't have it. Someone say now,
we
are going to just be helped immediately like that.
Yes,
we want to help you quick. But it's you who is delayed with these issues. Still, even you're changing, you don't change quick.
Chamateko Rokubiri, Esuli Kuminetano, Norunyiri Orekumi.
Deuteronomy 15, verse 10.
Tolemanga Kumua. So no mutimago. Teguna kuwalanga bomuwa kubanga olw'ekigambo ekyo Mukama Katonda wo kyanavanga kuwa omukisa mu mulimu gwo gwonna ne mu byonna byonoosangako omukono gwo olw'ekkumi n'olumu kubanga abaavu tebaliggwawo mu nsi ennaku zonna kyenva nkulagira nga njogera nti tolemanga kwanjuluza ngalo zo eri muganda wo eri ababo abeetaaga era eri abaavu bo mu nsi yo.
Have you heard well? God is ready to bless us.
Give
the tithe and the offerings. First God and rich among us.
To use
get poor from our midst. Praise Jesus. But he says like this.
Those
in the world, poverty will never cease to be among them.
We
are not going to help Uganda. And you're outside in the world.
Neither
in the nations abroad shall reach a time
again
with America everywhere. And we base in this bag I speak of now.
See,
where is money to come from? Do all that.
Expected
when we finish, we begin it.
Those
put before us. Those who know it, who happen on, come on Wednesday, you know of it.
I
will not explain of you who is not here on Wednesday.
Wednesday
we're here on Focus of God Television. God put riches before us, much of it.
But again, to take a mobino, I think an hour to work for Mosara Gunoteka.
You to get your salary put there.
And the
tithe you get,
and
we balance. Children of God determining this evil generation how they remain poor.
But Ugambi, Munsi,
you said in the world, poor will never cease to be there. You know how they're out there.
Kanisa,
but the church, the poor have to cease to be there.
They've
said the earth of the world, not in us. But
in
Israel is the church. The poor have to cease to be there. And we help them. Though you got rich of not working, yet it is to be healed. For what made you sick not to work? Some of you worked, things don't come out, and you feel tired of that.
It's
not working and working, it's the same. One who has the laziness of Africans, to be poor is normal to them. As long as they plant their potatoes and the greens.
In
Africa, there are problems. Find them, they have no mattress they sleep on. They have saucepans very dirty. If they cook and eat. They don't care. They have big chunks of land.
Yet
they sleep on to these beds.
They
have poverty from their mind. Leave the land of my forefathers. What is wrong with you? Run chunks of land. Use a potion, sell it. You find them with a blanket. They have spent like 10 years with it. The blanket has holes. It very itches. But they still cover themselves with it. Now, Apostle, things are like that, but poverty. As we give you light of knowledge, riches, how will it be with you in a situation like that? You host someone in your home, you preach them light of knowledge, and you sit them. And these seats they have made with sticks put in the ground, you put them in the ground yourself. You ordered pots. There are some which have bed bugs that you inherited them. That you don't throw off seats of your father whom he gave you off. You inherited. As you still preach truth to another, bed bugs are biting them. What do you say, my God? They tell me riches of knowledge, but... they want to sleep in your home. And you get out mats. Are they real mats? They're not even mats. You get out rugs, lay them down. Truth, they commit themselves. And they pass through troubles. Truth is not easy. You preaching it, begin to make them hate, as it's not easy. You cook once. But you say, God cares. How many years have he cared you eat once?
He said,
put a test for a moment. These things end when? How many years
are those?
When he put Job in the
test,
it ended. What's the apostle leave us?
He would test
me to the time I leave this world. And they have poverty smelling like this. Where is it written? When he tests us with poverty,
once
us learner will use the many things and the few. He's not saying
you
be poor always like that. Someone who comes from poverty, they have not learned why they have been poor. And the rich have gotten rich. They remain with 50,000. They feel the shaking.
Yet
they have ever been without a coin, with nothing.
If
you didn't learn why you were poor. That's why you're still in the poverty still. You still learn still. So
it's
apostle, leave us even. You are much on us today. I'm not much on you.
When
we go in hospitals to get treatment,
and they
get us to inject us and we struggle with doctors. And they inject you forceful. The head which has been
echoed
and it heals you, begin to laugh to the doctor. Doctor, thank you. You will thank me after. Let's get treatment first. But this is a bit forceful.
Yes, we have
to praise Jesus.
Now
we have to treat you of poverty.
Poverty.
Of not knowing God ceases to be with you. Physical poverty.
And
we have to train you.
Things
given you how you use them to progress. Born again had given up on the entire world. They
have left it,
even the nothing, they know nothing.
You tell
them you buy things and get profits from them. They get the scripture, they don't know where it is. They
say,
God refused profits. He refused excess ones.
You
find them, they have bought things, a shirt of 4,000. They sell it 4,000. Are you mad?
So
they have added only 200 shillings. 4,200. God refused excess profits. Buy something at 1,500. 1,500. 3,000. It shouldn't go beyond the money bought. Except someone is from the shop.
It
delays in shop. You count money, you pay that place.
I sell it
6,000 according to money.
Or
I sell it at 10,000 according to what I pay.
And
you profit not touched. You add in what pays the place.
Money
for a worker, not intervene your profits.
I'll
see born again. They buy land.
4 million.
And they sell it for 4.2 millions. God refused us excess profits.
Gamba yogera bogezi magoba tamanyo
na nebwa yogera nti amanyi tamanyi to what extended or no
kadi obuduka bonabo amulokole
obuyitako of born again when you pass them
mulokole agamba yeye
born again say now
nemutufu mutufu lobutamanyo
did not for ignorance
singa basoka nofuna obugaga bwo kumanya
you first got pressure of knowledge.
It would have helped you
all the riches of the world. A born again buys a motorbike and they give it a fellow born again. And the fellow born again says the other. Give me 8,000 because you have to go for fellowship. You shouldn't work much. Those of the world ask 10,000, you ask 8,000.
I didn't want to go and pack and knock after you say,
give me only 5 days.
Mugambi,
tell them 6 days, leave them 1 day.
If you want to
give them a month to work and they don't give you.
So,
I'm not wasting jobs like that. Born again gives. Born again visit their shop. Go say we give. They get out everything in the shop. They give fellow born again.
I
think it's not bad.
Get
what you would have sold.
You
have counted in the head. Give back to my
parents.
Buy shirts you'll give them. Not to get your stock, give it out.
Museveni yagana nokuba sende zo
kwekura give money for prosperity born again are not easy.
Yabawanga ne batulawo
ne give them and they sat down with it.
Ne bazisabira katonda
as great God to make money increase.
Waliyo ne bamulokole be baba
even born again they still
pastor yabagamba bazirekewe
pastor told them to leave their money there.
Zifuno mukisa
noku that he blesses it to be able to increase. Topic we not end today take some time like week, 2 months and we study it and we begin to put in action immediately. We don't even want to wait a little. Bible speaks of the rich
The first Timothy chapter 6, verse 17, and down to 18. And it says like this.
First Timothy
chapter 6 from verse 17. Okuutirenga abagagga ab'omu mirembe gya kaakano obutegulumizanga newankubadde okwesiga obugagga obutali bwa lubeerera wabula Katonda atuwa byonna olw'obugagga tulyoke twesanyusenga n'ebyo.
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus. One brethren first got rich in our midst as church. Not to trust much those riches.
Don't
know how we shall use in this life. Let's rejoice together. Not sent you born again.
Go
find your brethren who first gotten rich and you tell them. Have you heard scriptures? Now begin. They say it. Scriptures work immediate. Not told you go speak. We are going to put a bag. You're not the one to reach those people. They shouldn't trouble you in any way. For the people among you, you're not yet healed of that head.
Ownership
is still in you, preaching scriptures and words. Told these people come to you. Go to someone. And they got it from somewhere, they just came with it.
said,
these are the rich they told us of. Those who have helped us come from poverty. You first finished that verse.
First Timothy
chapter 6 verse 17.
Okuutirenga abagagga ab'omu mirembe gya kaakano obutegulumizanga newankubadde okwesiga obugagga obutali bwa lubeerera wabula Katonda atuwa byonna olw'obugagga tulyoke twesanyusenga n'ebyo. 18. Bakolenga obulungi babeerenga abagagga mu bikolwa ebirungi babeerenga abagabi basenga kimu. 19.
Babeerenga abagabi.
That there may be people who give and they are ready to help. They are ready to share. But as Bible say in Malachi chapter 3, that bring the tithe and offerings, that
house
God may not lack food. We want to join the tithe and offerings together with these our brethren. God's first given jobs and they work in our midst. Get money in any good way God is put. Create that bag. Look to the Acts 4, 2-37. Some scriptures we shall see the other time.
When
they brought on the apostles' feet. Didn't say they only brought the tithes
and
even those who had much. When they got a portion from their possessions,
it
sold, brought to help church. Each was given as the need was.
If
no poor was among them.
It's
ever happened. If we're going to restore it, you arise on your feet.
It's a
blessing from God. First of all, blessing on our lives. Ephesians chapter 1, start from verse 3
unto
5. And he said that. And he says, praise be the Lord, the Father of our Lord Jesus, who blessed us in the heavenly places in the Christ Jesus.
His
blessing on our lives.
That's
the Bible says, Ephesians 2:10,
our
God's workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works. God prepared us that we move by them.
This
is in 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3. The divine power of God
when
he gave what we need in this life
and
serving him.
move to understand Him. It is well what's given us. It's the tithe and offering. Malachi 3:8-12. Windows of heaven. Blessing beyond. There are angels of scale. Pray God lose us more. Blessing on our lives. Powers us with power called favor. With power gatherings of the Holy Spirit. Angels who gather with provision. They gather what we need in life and in serving God. And when we get them, tithe and offerings, help prepare the back. Move, see the blessing of God. Father Almighty, King of Kings, we glorify you. We give you glory and honor. We thank you for a good time that you added us in your presence, Lord. Raise our voices as you told us before. Matthew 7:7. You introduce yourself. You will open for us. You pray, you'll give us. And you told us in Philippians 4 in verse 6. And you say that. Tell me what you need through the prayer, through the thanksgiving, through the repentance. We glorify you. We give you glory and honor. You accepted us. You come pray to you. And even though the Bible says, Matthew 6 in verse 7 and 8, you say that. You know what it is. Before we ask Him, O King of Kings, that we know we know. And Bible tells us in 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3, the power of God He gave us that within life and in serving you, God Almighty, we raise our voices. These blessings which are in our lives, you are empowering called favor in the name of Jesus, Son of the living God. Bible says Ephesians chapter 1 the verse 3 and 5, it says that praise be Father of the Lord Jesus, He blessed us in the heavenly places in the Christ as He chose us in Him before the world existed. Lord Almighty, we ask for today, you accept your Holy Spirit to pour on our lives. The Bible says in Proverbs 1:23, accept my rebuke, pour my spirit, you will understand my words. Lord, be blessed and be repaid. Use wrongly the tithes and the offerings.
Lord, we pray for all the spirits. Amen.